have a very special guest. Delighted to talk to her. No doubt many of you have heard her music. As far as local or regional artists go, very few in the last year or two have created more buzz than her. It is very, very deserving. And we're very excited about having her in here today, the great Sarah Jaffe.
Thank you. All right, buzz.
Yeah, buzz.
Wow, there it is. Oh, I loved that. Wow.
Yes, you have created buzz. You're getting attention from just about everybody.
It's strange, but it's been really good. I've been incredibly fortunate, and Dallas has been just angels to me. They're just really, really supportive, and every time I play hometown crowd, they're just amazing.
They have really embraced you in a way that you usually don't see people around here do that for their own homegrown talent.
It's every show that I play in Dallas, every time I play in Denton as well, it surprises me every time. And it's just a really fortunate feeling. And it's also just strange as well. I mean, it feels like a really long time. And at the same time, it's just been kind of a whirlwind, very quick. And every time I play, I see new faces. So it's really cool.
Now, you are 25 years old. And so you've been doing this for how long now?
So, geez.
It seems like you've been on the scene for some time now, at least, you know, for me.
It's been a while. I had my first show, actually, at Club Dada. It was an open mic night. I was 17. My parents were there. So
really?
It's been about 7 years. Yeah. Yeah.
And open mic night, so you just get up there and you do covers, or did you have any original material?
No, actually, there was a few songs that I played that are on the record, actually.
Really?
Yeah. But I remember specifically playing, and there was actually, the entire time I was playing, there was a band setting up behind me the entire night. And
was it Danny's band? Were they being real loud and rude?
Yeah. It was actually Danny's band.
Flicking cigarette butts on you and stuff. Get off the stage!
Real abrasive and everything.
Too
trying
real.
To be tough guys.
All right, so
were you nervous that night?
No, and you know, I never... Nerves are never really a problem. I do get anxious.
Not even that first
person.
Night you weren't nervous.
No, I was really excited. I was really, really excited.
You really embraced the moment, huh? Just charged right into it.
Maybe.
That's very unusual.
Well, did you know at that point that this is what I want to do for a living? Or did you know before that? Was this just like something that you're like, all right, I know that you know, eventually in a couple years I'll be getting into this, but this is day one and this is how my life is going to start?
You know, I never had a backup plan, really. And I just remember, just even at a very younger age, I was asking for musical instruments, and I just never loved anything as deeply as I love music or playing music or writing. And so I never really thought about anything else. So I think
that's
that
where you were headed. No backup plan.
Yeah, there's no backup plan.
God, like, I've had 50 million backup plans.
But you know what? The great ones, they don't have one.
That's right.
And you always ask them, like, what would you do if you weren't doing this? Oh, hell, I don't know.
Well,
nothing.
Hey, Stevie Ray never had one.
Did he not?
No, he did.
Sometimes
not.
I wonder if I should. I mean, there are definite moments of doubt, but...
Not these days, though.
I
mean, these days, things are good.
No.
I mean, you're big these days.
No, I don't feel big. You know, like, I don't feel big in my head. There's always, and even with, you know, a certain amount of success, there's always questioning with everything positive, and that just may be the cynic in me. But, you know, any type of, you know, amount of success, there comes great doubt, I think.
So. Sure, of course. Now, what was the first phone call you received, or the first email or whatever, where you thought, oh my God, this person or this entity either wants me to play or appreciates my music or wants me to tour with them or whatever the case? When were you like, holy cow, I'm not prepared for this?
I had an amazing time with my good friends who also live in Denton, Midlake. When they asked me to go to Europe with them, I was just pretty much floored.
By the way, Midlake tonight.
I know.
Open up for Band of Horses at Verizon.
Sorry. Wait, did they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That completely went over my head. I had no idea.
Yeah. You're more than welcome to come with me if you want.
Okay. Just stay in Dallas.
Yeah.
Perfect. But when Nora Jones actually... I was in Berlin at the time with Midlake, and I got a text message from Nora Jones asking if I wanted to open this number of dates with her. And I just kind of laughed. It was just it was just a silly moment for me. And
did you know Nora through Dallas connections or music connections, or how'd you guys hook up?
I met her actually because, I mean, she definitely has a strong tie to Denton because she was good friends with Robert Gomez's wife, Melanie, who's one of my best friends, and she'd come to a house show that I played about 3 summers ago, and we hit it off pretty well. I had a trampoline at the time, and we played Crack the Egg, so I think that was the winner.
Nice.
So, 3 years later.
Nice.
Sarah Jaffe with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So what was the most recent, you know, with the buzz of the album and everything, what was the most recent holy S moment for you? I know you must have had quite a few of them in connection with this album, the way it's blown up and the plaudits it's gotten from everybody and everything.
You know, I can honestly say, like, there's some, I don't know if it's like a flaw, but there's something in me that I try to never get overwhelmed for some reason.
You just roll with it, huh?
Well, it's that, and also I honestly feel like everything that's positive has been like amazing. Like, it's just, for me, it's just like this fuel and affirmation that I just continue to keep going. So anytime positive something happens, like Old 97s asked me to go out with them on the road in a couple months in Centromatic, and it just feels great to just be working and to not be, to finally, you know, have this, you know, confirmation that I don't have to work these strange side jobs, which is what I did for a number of years. And so I try not to get too comfortable. I always want to be working and never settle for anything. But honestly, anything positive that comes along is overwhelming and a joy. So
at this point, when things are going well, do you feel any pressure? Because you read books and articles about some of the bands from the 60s and 70s where they were cranking out an album a year that they wanted to strike while the iron's hot. Are you constantly writing? Are you at that point in your life where, you know, you may just sit down one day and write 3 songs, or, you know, 1 week and write a couple songs?
It comes in spurts, for sure. And then there are, like, months at a time where it's just like a plateau of just silent and logical thought and just kind of going about your daily errands and all of that mess. But I write differently now. A couple years ago, it seemed maybe to come a lot easier, and it seems to be a little bit harder, and I expected that. But I definitely write different now, and I write more on the road and kind of in my head. Like, I'll fidget with lyrics and ideas and melodies for a really long time and sit on them until they kind of make their way out in full. I'm not one of those people that can just sit down and write a song partially. Like, I really feel like I have to write it then. Like, it's very much on the impulse. And so, but I do write. I've actually recently, like, especially when I'm in the car, I don't know what it is. I think it's just about momentum and moving, but I'll write songs when I'm on the road in the van, like driving in my head. And when I get to the hotel or wherever we're staying, I'll get on my laptop and record the melody and write down the lyrics and then try to work it out on guitar, or, you know, keys or whatever I'm working with. But that's usually the way I've been writing as of late. So
this is Sarah Jaffe, the well-known Denton singer-songwriter with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How different do your things sound when you get them recorded and on record and everything? When you hear that finished product, how different are they from what you originally hear in your head? Is it a lot of difference? Because, you know, a lot of your stuff is just you and the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I mean, is it different from what you hear that first time or when the process of creating it is underway?
Sometimes, yeah, for sure. Sometimes it gets kind of, when you take that demo version and you have these certain parts like worked out in your head, and when you are recording at home, it definitely has obviously that lo-fi, like the lo-fi quality that's kind of cool and charming. And then you take it to the studio or you take it to your band, and you have, obviously you have a grander idea for the song, or, you know, like your strings or, you know, like this kind of composed quality to it. But a lot of times when you bring it to different musicians, it just kind of, it translates differently and, you know, things get lost, but some, like, not necessarily in a negative way. I think just playing with different musicians alone can kind of heighten it. And there have been many, many songs that came out exactly how I originally heard them. And there have been more songs, I think, that just kind of transformed. And especially over the years, I think, just trying to constantly just learn different instruments and switch things around as much, you know, for my ear's relief as the audience's relief. I think people like to hear the same song in a different way, and or at least I do. You know, like I like going to shows and hearing like this single that you've been hearing for years, and they've kind of like just this like this subtle thing that they've changed.
Yeah, done a little something to it.
Yeah, I love doing that, and also like, you know, going the opposite direction, like making things like breaking it down and making it really sparse. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an all or nothing. I like to do things either really, really simple or huge lately. So, and I know with a record in particular, like those songs, most of them, about 80% of that record was pretty old. So, I just kind of wanted to stay true to it, but I'm kind of trying to make things a little bit bigger.
Are you aware of, or does your management tell you, are you able to chart like how many different radio stations are playing songs right now of yours, or maybe playing Clementine or whatever? I mean, can you, are you aware of that? You get an email from someone saying, okay, you're now added in Washington, D.C. or something.
yeah. My management is great. They anything that's on the radio, you know, as far as like ads or what stations are doing, adding Clementine or the record or how many spins it's getting, I'm definitely made aware of it. And
they know you're here today?
They know that I am here. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. They signed off on this.
They did.
KXT's spinning the crap out of it.
Yeah,
they can't even turn that station on without hearing Clementine.
They've been very kind to you.
It's great.
That's awesome. So, do you know how many states you're in?
I don't know that. And here's the thing: like, my management will send me that, and the people who are working the radio or the record for the radio, they'll send me like the actual emails of, you know, like this correspondence between each other. And half the time, I don't even understand it. I'm just like, it's being spun. So that's great. You know, it's just I'm learning. You know, it's just like numbers and just weird things that I go right over my head. So.
You ever find yourself doing gigs in places where you're, like, completely unknown?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Here's the weird part. I mean, I came to Dallas and I played the Wiley, and it was, you know, I felt just really, really fortunate. It was sold out. But, I mean, a month before I played Philadelphia, and there were literally three people, and one of those people was a girl who's selling merch for me. So it's just, you know... I don't think there's quite an illusion to it all. I mean, you know, and I bartend in Denton. I still like to work, and a lot of people come up and they're like, what are you doing behind the bar? You know, and
you're a millionaire.
Yeah, you're a billionaire. But, you know, I understand that people have their idea of what it is like, but really it is. It's just as much of a struggle as a 9-to-5 job. Like, you got to pay rent. Like, you're constantly on the road. It's hard to hold down a job in the beginning. So, like, there's really not a lot to go off of savings. So, it's just kind of like, it's a strange thing. And it's definitely an illusion. It's definitely an idea. But at the same time, it is a fortunate thing to have at all. So, I played in front of three people. I laughed a lot, actually.
Well, you know what? He saw Springsteen in front of how many people?
16.
16
people. Oh, really?
Yes,
that counts me, bartenders, and waitresses.
Here in what year? 72?
73, I think, at Gertie's.
And then the next time you heard about them, they were huge, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The next time I heard about them, it was at the... next time I saw them, it was at the Dallas County Convention Theater.
And Born to Run had broke, right?
Yeah, and Born to Run had
It's
come
always
out.
Encouraging when you hear that kind of stuff, but also, like, when you're in it, it's completely isolating.
You know, like, in the end, pretty much, well, I don't know how true this is today, but back in the day, everybody pretty much came up the same way. You know?
Yeah.
They came up through the ranks, just like you. All right, Sarah Jaffe with us here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, would you mind doing a tune or two for us?
Absolutely,
next?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, more with Sarah here on The Ticket.
Bad Radio, bring it every day from noon till 3. Bob, Dan, and Donnie do decimate Dallas-Fort Worth sports problems like nobody's business. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm very loyal to what's going on.
All right. We'll have a look at that Masters leaderboard coming up here in just a bit. Community Quick Hits will be at 6:30 tonight. Right now, though, all of our focus is on the very well-known Denton singer-songwriter, the great Sarah Jaffe, here with us. Now, we learned while we were away there that you've got something new coming out here at some point this year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Actually, as we speak, working on the release. We're putting together, compiling some video footage from the Wiley show that was in January, and some video footage that has just kind of taken place over the last year. We're compiling all of that together, and also presenting it kind of as a media package, releasing a group of songs that I recorded at my house in Denton, Texas, these lo-fi songs that I have every intention of re-recording, but wanted to kind of get these demo quality versions out as well. And a couple of covers, one that I did with Midlake, and another that I did with my friend John Grant and Eric Polito from Midlake. So we're going to release those songs kind of, I think we're planning right now to put them on a download card with this DVD with the footage. So that's a project that we're working on right now. And
release date undetermined, but
it's a tentative date. It's definitely going to be sometime before September, so we're working on that.
And you got a little road work ahead of you, you said.
Yes. I'll be going out at the end of May with Old 97s until mid-June, which will be great. And then I'll have about a week off, and I'll go out again with Centromatic to the Northeast. So
nice.
This will be really, really good.
Now, is that a guitar I see in your hands?
Wow. Your perception skills are second to none.
All right. Well, she's going to play a tune or two for us here.
I should have been quicker. I was going to make up an instrument, but yes, it is a guitar. Is there a preference, or is it
whatever you want?
You can play whatever. If you whatever would like you to want. Play whatever you're promoting or something new, this is
right.
Your
if you've got
platform.
A new tune you're particularly
this
fond
is my
of that you
open
think
mic.
Is going, yes,
yes,
it is.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll play a song called "Nurture It" then. Any man will hover, though your heart beats free. Don't turn round, my lover, revert your eyes to me. Ooh, let me tell you what to do. Joke too. Ooh, what a complicated smile. Let's look after it. We'll nurture it. Very pretty. It's not just your sugar buzz.
No,
either,
it's not
is it?
It's not the gallon of ice cream I ate before the show.
That's some solid clapping. Thank you. Thanks.
All right, you got one more in you?
Sure. I'm gonna drop this down.
Ah, the old drop D tuning.
Drop D.
She's gonna do some grunge.
I'm gonna play some Blues Traveler for y'all.
Wonderful.
Just going to end it right.
You'll shatter everything I ever thought about you.
Yeah. Or lift it up.
You didn't bring your harmonica vest.
She's commissioned me to play harmonica.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Harmonica vest.
She sees a natural.
Okay. Okay, I'll play Black Hook's Lie.
Outstanding indeed.
That's really good.
Your talent comes shining through.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
You got a lot of interesting requests, too, on your Facebook page of what to ask us.
Oh, yes. There were many. Some people were wanting me to say things. One was my favorite. Oh. I laughed at the... Tell them I'm a fan of our local sports team. I don't know why that made me laugh. I'm a fan of local sports.
Oh, yeah. That's from our... From the Noxie thing we had yesterday at the Ranger game. Yeah.
Yes.
With the
sport, okay.
I'm just a fan of local sports, but I've never been at the ballpark before.
I am a fan of local sport.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming
up.
You're
very welcome.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Awesome. Have fun in Australia. Have fun with the old 97s.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll book you for the next week before you
right.
go on your tour.
You can be the house band here if you like. How about that?
Did I make the tryouts?
You did. Yes, you're in.
Tryouts.
You're in.
Yeah, she was trying out here today.
Yeah, so she's in there tuning her guitar in an empty room.
Who came in there?
I don't know who it was, but a girl walked in and asked you what?
She said, "Are you here for tryouts?" And I was like, "I'm not sure."
Tryouts for what?
Like,
I don't
sure.
know. I don't know what we had tryouts for.
I just laughed.
Noon
nervously.
To three?
I mean, I was like, "Oh God, what are they?"
Well, whatever it is, you're in.
I'm in.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you win.
You passed the audition. Hey, thanks for coming up here and doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you guys
and
very much.
Good luck with these endeavors. You got the new EP, the tour, all that stuff.
Thank you, friends. I appreciate it.
The great Sarah Jack with us here on Sports Radio 13.